Last fall, Philadelphia hired some of the nation's largest for-profit school management companies to run dozens of struggling public schools. It was touted as one of the boldest experiments in American public education to date. This public-private partnership, though, has soured somewhat. Later today, school officials are expected to scale back the entire privatization effort. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Paul Vallas, the man hired to rehabilitate Philadelphia's public schools, plans to announce some big changes in the five-year, $120 million contract that the city signed with several private and nonprofit companies to run 45 of the city's worst schools. And that's making some people nervous.
We still don't quite know what Vallas is announcing.
Adam Tucker is a spokesman for Edison Schools, the nation's largest for-profit school management company. Edison was contracted to run 20 schools in Philadelphia, more than any other. Now, every contract, including Edison's, is up for renegotiation, and Vallas is intent on squeezing as much as $10 to $12 million out of these contracts to pay for things he wants to do. This may not doom the future of the school privatization effort in Philadelphia, but Tucker says it's certainly not going to help.
We're not expecting or predicting that we will be leaving Philadelphia, but we can't continue to be in contracts where we lose money year after year after year.
Philadelphia's partnership with private management companies, of course, made national headlines last fall because it raised an important question. Can the private sector do it better? If it couldn't, Vallas vowed early on that privatization would be short-lived in Philadelphia.
All of these contracts have provisions allowing us to jettison those contracts at any time. This compromise will be judged by one thing and one thing only: our schools improving, our kids receiving a better quality education.
That was Vallas 8 months ago, back when the data showed that only one out of three students in the city's public schools could read or do math at grade level. Back when the city was desperate and ready for just about anyone to come in and do something. And back when the state's Republican governor and his commissioner of education were the biggest proponents of privatization. Today, the governor is a Democrat with strong ties to the biggest opponents of school privatization, organized labor, and Philadelphia's teachers union. Today, there's no hard data to be able to tell whether children are better off in privately run schools, but the new political climate has helped Vallas shift the focus away from privatization to his own school improvement plan. Mandatory summer school, district-wide tutoring, and after-school reading programs, as well as an emergency plan to overhaul middle schools and high schools that almost everyone in Philadelphia consider a disaster. The price tag, $10 to $12 million. Vallas may not want to be the one to pull the plug on school privatization in Philadelphia, but he's made it very clear it's no longer a priority. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.